From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Nearly 100 runners and walkers came together Saturday morning for the annual True Life Run during the True Falls Film Festival weekend. The proceeds from the 5K went towards the True Life Fund that is presented to a film protagonist each year. Patrick Hansen, one of the race organizers, estimates that the 5K raised about $3,500 this year. During the event, I spoke with runners, walkers, volunteers, and those gathered in support of the participants. Candy Kundert and her 2-year-old grandson, Ezra Burden, as well as Ezra's mom, Ashley, spent part of their Saturday morning waiting at Flat Branch Park for their runner to finish.
I'm here to watch my son run the race.
Ezra was disappointed that he wasn't running with his dad.
He usually runs with daddy. That's why he couldn't understand why daddy wouldn't let him run.
But he seemed preoccupied.
I go through that tunnel.
He's going through that tunnel.
I go through that tunnel.
Look, there's
Ezra's dad, Mike Burden, was the second male finisher.
19, right around 19, yeah. Not fast enough, though. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hear that you run it pretty frequently and that you've actually won a couple times.
I've gotten lucky enough that the fast people don't show up. And
I spoke with the first female finisher, Sarah Jane Kerwin, who came in fourth overall and finished in 20 minutes and 31 seconds. She says she's been coming to True Falls for years, but this was her first time doing the 5K.
But I'm definitely going to do it again. I feel like, especially since, I'm going to be spending most of the rest of the day sitting in movies.
She says she enjoyed the challenges along the course, which included climbing 9 flights of stairs in a parking garage, playing hopscotch, and carrying an egg on a spoon.
I loved all the challenges except the parking garage stairs. That was a lot more tiring than I thought. I really liked the egg race. I hadn't done one of those since I was a little kid, my sister in the kitchen, but it was a really fun way to kind of totally shift gears and have to like focus on something. So that was, I don't know, it made it really... really enjoyable as opposed to just like a race.
I also spoke with a group of students with the Mizzou Student Union United Way.
I'm Shannon Becker. I'm Elizabeth Triplett.
Justin Moore.
I'm Abby Zimfer.
They said they really enjoyed motivating the runners.
Yeah, we just tried to guide the runners as best as we could to make sure that they got everywhere safely, and they definitely need motivation after 9 flights of stairs. Yeah. So we tried to provide that as best as we could.
And they added that perhaps next year, they'll lace up their running shoes themselves.
Do you guys think you'd ever run it?
Oh yeah.
Next year, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get into running today because it's really fun.
For some, like Rosie Clement and her dad Andrew, the 5K was a family event.
My whole family is here. We've got my wife and daughter Beatrix and son Vincent. They are 2 and 1.
I think last year, and I was one of the first persons there last year.
Andrew says he likes contributing to the True Falls Film Festival.
We think True Falls is a great thing for Columbia, and we'll support it in any way we can. We've got 3 children and 2 dogs, so we don't get to go to any of the films, but at least we get to bring everybody out for a run, which is good exercise, and we get donuts and coffee at the end of it. So, it's...
And the True Life Run allows them to take part in the festival weekend.
And you said no films for you, unfortunately?
No films, unfortunately. We'd probably be watching Snow White and Mary Poppins, as usual, with the children. But, none at True Falls.
Terrible.
Never mind, next year. Next year, definitely. Babysitter.
And some others just came out to support their fellow True Fallsians.
Woo-hoo! You're coming in the home stretch! Yay, you!
Thank you!
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith.